the grants that we have been receiving for the last several years to operate our program amounted to $500,000 is what I recall. And so it was quite a shock to us not to have that available. So we readjusted things. We trimmed everything back to core programming, came to realistic numbers, and that's what we're chasing right now.
This fall, have you had to reduce some of the program's activities? And if so, what did that look like?
We've been successful in maintaining coaching staff. We've been successful in maintaining facilities and maintaining athletes. What we have compromised on is some of the travel that typically would have happened, some of the camps and so forth. Some of those camps have been shortened. We've recited some of our training and a lot of our competition to AVSC and Aspen. For instance, we're going to host the national championships at Buttermilk Tyak in February. That's going to save us a ton of money in that we won't have to travel to California or to Lake Placid, New York.
And AVSC received some good news earlier this month about an anonymous donation. How did that infusion help the program?
That really rescued us, Marcy. I have to be honest. We had an anonymous donation, very generous donation of $180,000, which really helps us cover core programming of training and competition for our team of 20 Paralympic athletes and staff. We're still chasing another 25 to 30,000 just because we want to do a great job with producing the national championships here. We want to buy some more high-tech equipment for the Paralympic-bound athletes and make sure that we can get to a couple World Cups.
And many of the Paralympic athletes who train in Aspen are getting ready to compete in Sochi at the Paralympic Games. How has this, or has it, affected their training?
It has compromised their training just a little bit in that we have fewer days on snow than we'd really like to have. But for the most part, we've been able to keep that core program together for those Paralympic athletes.
I know AVSC is in the middle of a capital campaign with a goal of raising $15 million. Can any of that money be used to prop up the adaptive program?
We're not in a situation where we can tap into the capital campaign funds. The generous folks around the valley who have contributed to the capital campaign have dedicated their funding to either the Bob Beatty Endowment Fund or to the AVSC venue development projects. So they've made special requests about their funding. So as we've worked together with the adaptive community, we've tried to inform and educate and attract new donors and new friends to AVSC who have specific interest in Paralympic skiing.
Okay, Walt, thanks.
Thank you, Marcy.